This Friday, it's Pink Shirt Day, and that's going to see people across the country dressing in pink to stand against bullying and to promote inclusion and respect. Fi Tamani is the spokesperson for the Mental Health Foundation of New Zealand. Fi, tēnā koe. It's me, Dale. This end, tēnā koe. Kia ora.
Kia ora, morena, morena, Dale, morena, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
I haven't got any pink shirts. Do you think I need one?
Oh, absolutely. You can't be missing out, Dale. You can't be missing. I'm sure the colour would suit you.
I'm sure it would too. I'm mostly in black, Fee, but, you know, I'm a Kiwi guy, and so that's sort of our standard attire, the old black is. But this Friday, it's Pink Shirt Day. With bullying still a major issue, what message do you hope the day, Fee, sends to young people, workplaces, and indeed wider society this year?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, out of everything, the key message is that we want to spread kindness, right? It started with a simple act of kindness 19 years ago in Canada, where a boy went to school with a pink shirt. He was targeted. His students stood up, sold 50 pink T-shirts, handed them out. Hundreds of students stood in solidarity with this boy. That's what Pink Shirt Day is about. You know, it's a challenge to stand in solidarity. We have a lot of people across the country still experiencing bullying today, and today is our opportunity to get behind them.
Yeah, talk with us about bullying, please. You're with the Mental Health Foundation, and we know that mental health is not the bastion of rangatahi. Many of us through our lives struggle at various times. In fact, the stats might surprise just how many people find themselves emotionally or vulnerable with mental health issues through the course of their lives. So it is a day to encourage us to just be a little bit more mindful, I guess, about the realities for many. What's some of the issues here? I know it's focusing in on bullying, as it should too, and it's got that youth focus, but mental health awareness is a very important issue for wider society. Speak to that for a moment, please, Fee.
Absolutely, Dale. You know, at Mental Health Foundation, we often say that bullying is to poor mental health what mosquito is to malaria. You know, it spreads fast. And studies do show that people who are bullied are likely to have experiences of not just poor mental health, but also depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts. So these are experiences that people carry with them throughout their lives. So, you know, if we're serious about improving mental health, we need to reduce it by treating it as a public health issue. This is what we're about. So the truth is that a lot of things that we as New Zealanders have been brought up that is normal, it's absolutely not normal, and it's not harmless, and we all have a role in changing that. You know, for those out there that don't know, New Zealand is one of 180 countries that celebrates Pink Shirt Day. We are also the third highest rate of school bullying in the OECD country. So that does say a lot. But I would like to focus on the fact that over 80% of New Zealanders are recognizing Pink Shirt Day. So there is definitely a shift, not just with targeting bullying, but how much it can actually improve mental health and well-being.
Bullying can result, as Fee is mentioning, in many, many years of struggling to find your feet. It can start off fairly innocuous, but now with our digital connections and the 24/7 nature of comms, we're seeing a lot of people bullied. On Friday, perhaps you'd be kind enough to don a pink shirt. People will ask you, "Oh, yeah, what's up with that?" You say, "Well, it's talking about mental health and the need to be supportive of each other, sharing the love, sharing the kindness," as you mentioned.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there are just practical ways other than putting on that Pink Shirt Day. You know, it's an actual symbol. It's an encouragement to afi the people that you might be connected to, that you know have these experiences. You know, quiet support goes a long way, and that's what we want to emphasize. You know, quiet actions of support, of kindness to those that need to feel more safe can actually make the biggest difference. So it's a challenge this Friday. It's a challenge for you, Dale. Put on that pink T-shirt.
I'll see if I can find one. Actually, I'm not working here on Friday, but I'll take up the challenge and I'll see if I can source one somewhere. Listen, thanks, Fee, for just reminding us. Is it a fundraiser or not really? It's just a show of solidarity by banding together in this way.
Well, look, let me put it this way. Our major sponsor is Cotton On. And in the last, 8 years since they've been our sponsor, we've raised over $3.8 million. And that actually goes towards, prevention programs within schools and workplaces. So this is more than just about buying a pink T-shirt and looking out, wearing a pink T-shirt. This actually goes to resources that people do need across the country. So it's support in action. Let's put it that way, Dale.
Taupai, I wish we were able to do a Zoom call because then I'd see you in your pink attire, but I'll have to...
You're missing out. I'm in my disco outfit today, Dale. Well, all pink.
Oh, well, hey, I'm in my disco outfit too, but it's very old disco. Lovely to have a cordial with you, Fee. Thanks so much for reminding us about Pink Shirt Day this Friday. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dale. Take care.
Te lakwe, you too, sis. Thanks. Friday. All right, you guys. Rangi. You might take up the challenge. Have you got any pink clothes in your wardrobe, Rangitawai Reedy?
I actually have a pink shirt. They the actual official one from last year.
Oh, well, there you go.
We got them here, MA.
Oh, really? They didn't have any 2XLs?
No, I was the only one that could fit it. That's why I got given it.
Wouldn't surprise me as well. And just another gentle reminder, on Saturday, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday,